Welcome to Game Day, the weekly devotion for sports people by Christians in Sport.
Since then, you have been raised with Christ. Set your hearts on things above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things above, not on earthly things. Colossians chapter 3, verses 1 and 2. I'm currently on a wait list for an MRI to figure out what's going on with my leg. But this injury has already diagnosed something else. My heart. The human heart has been described by some as an idol factory. And what they mean by that is that even as Christians, we're prone to take good things, like sport, and turn them into ultimate things. Things we can't imagine life without. We make good things into God things. And I hadn't realised how much running mattered to me until it was taken away. I wasn't a professional, or even particularly gifted, but I'd found a rhythm, a joy, a sense of accomplishment. It was my thing, my space. And when I lost it, it hurt more than I expected. It revealed something deeper. Running might have become an idol for me. Of course, it's natural to feel disappointed when injury hits. But if it devastates us, if our emotions are strong or lingering, that might be a sign that sport has crept into a place that it doesn't belong. So, what can we do if injury reveals idolatry? Set your hearts on things above. This isn't about pretending not to care. It's about realigning our hearts, and that takes time and discipline. We know that God loves us, but sometimes that truth hasn't quite sunk into our hearts. It's the difference between knowing something in your head and feeling it deep in your bones. But maybe, just maybe, this injury gives you time to let that truth sink in and influence how you play. Could you spend this season seeking Christ more intentionally? Could you build habits of Bible reading, prayer, or reflection that shape your heart to love Jesus more than sport? Remember, your injury isn't outside God's plan. In fact, it may be part of it. His grace is sufficient to grow you, even here. He is using this moment to shape you into the image of Christ. Now, this won't happen overnight. It may not be easy, but just as we train our bodies to run faster or jump higher, we can train our hearts to love better, to love the one who first loved us. Let's pray. Jesus, we confess that sometimes we've let sport take up more space in our hearts than it should. We've looked to it for identity, joy, and purpose, but I want to love you more than anything else. Help us to use this time to draw closer to you, not out of guilt, but out of love. Teach us to find joy in you again. And pray for your sports friends. Ask God to help your teammate or fellow athletes see that identity and worth are not found in performance or ability, but in being known and loved by Christ.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Game Day. If you don't currently get Game Day in your inbox each week, you can sign up at christiansinsport.org.uk/gameday. Do check out the Christians in Sport podcast on all platforms for interviews, stories, and discussions about being a Christian in the world of sport. And do connect with us or get in touch on our website to find out more about how we work with and support sports people and help speak of Jesus into the world of sport. See you next week.